Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Action! Begin!
We're in.
Episode number 9.
Wow, I can't believe we've got to 9 episodes, dude.
I can believe it, because I saw it in a dream. Someone said to me, you'll make it to 9 episodes, and then I woke up with jizz all over my fists.
From Carl.
If you weren't aware, on this date, in 1941, Joseph Stalin became Premier of the Soviet Union.
Was he a good dude or a bad dude?
Bit of both.
Did he kill?
Oh, arguable. Like, he didn't directly kill people, but he might have told some people to kill some people.
So you actually know who that guy is?
Oh, dude. Like, we're good mates. We were pretty good mates. Also on this day, in 2004, Friends aired its final episode and 52 million viewers watched it.
52 and a half million views.
Now,
and that's 15 years ago.
Now, that's not as many views as our most viral video has got. So it's pretty...
Holy shit. Yeah, we're bigger than Friends.
It's roughly half.
Yeah.
It's roughly half as many views. So it's pretty, like, it's pretty embarrassing for Friends that they put that much money in and we wake up and feel like making some comedy gold and we get 100 million views. That's pretty embarrassing. If I was a Friends producer, I'd be embarrassed. Also, on this day, in 1837, John Deere created the first steel plow. So there's a bit of fun fact for you before we get into the shit talk, because John Deere, he changed things.
What did he made tractors.
Yep. And he also was half deer.
Oh, hence the last name.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, his first name was John. It was just like a deer that they called John, but like he was a bit human-like, so they just called him John the Deer, but the got lost in translation, so it's just John Deere. But that deer who was half human, yeah, made some really good farming equipment. So, well done, John Deere.
Maybe because he could relate to the animals from the farms.
Also, on this day, it's George Clooney's birthday, and I know he's a regular watcher and listener. So, happy birthday, Georgie. Mate, we'll bloody see you next Tuesday. Same place, same time. Don't fucking be late this time, cunt, or I'll fucking knock you out, cunt.
Your shout this time,
just
dude.
Georgie, I'm just fucking joking, cunt. You fucking dumb cunt. I'm fucking around with you, you fucking dumb fuckwit. Oh, I'm fucking around with you, brother. I'll see you at the fucking place. I'll see you there on Tuesday,
your
you
shout.
Fucking cunt. I'll fucking see you there on Tuesday, you stupid fuckwit.
Man, we can say whatever fucking we around. Want. We've got a close relationship
you
with
him.
You
think you're fucking big? George Clooney? Fuck off, cunt. If you're going to be late, don't show up at all, you stupid fucking movie, you fuckwit.
Yeah, I guess there is a little bit of tension between Marty.
Fuck off.
But we can say whatever we want. We've
fuck got off,
close,
George.
Close relationship.
It's also Bob Seger's birthday and Danny Alves, and they're all born today. All right. So if you want to go and wish them happy birthday, just go and say, hey, it's your birthday.
From us, say from Marty and Michael.
And tell fucking George if he's late next Tuesday, he's not coming around again. Okay. Fucking DM him. DM him that right now. If you don't do that, don't listen.
Yeah,
I'm
get off.
I'm sick
yeah.
of waiting for it.
Get
15
off.
15 minutes late. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, he doesn't
sit
realize. He
shit.
Doesn't realize who we are.
I've been in movies.
Yet.
Get fucked, George. Get fucked, George Clooney.
Okay, dude. I'll take over from here. All right. What else has happened this week?
7 days into demonetization.
It's tough times. We've run out of money already. Drugs are expensive in Australia.
And so now we've resorted to just taking heaps of Panadol and you don't even get high. Don't take heaps of Panadol if you want to get high because it doesn't work.
Yeah, and it's you can OD on that shit easier than a lot of other drugs.
And so it's not even worth it. Like, who the fuck, if you're going to OD on something where you at least get a small buzz before you pass out. Panadol is just nothing, nothing, nothing dead.
It's a weak way out. It's a weak way out.
It's a sad George Clooney way to go.
Yeah. Fuck you, George. Sorry.
15 minutes to lay my ass. I'll fucking fuck your coffee ass.
Yeah, he's working for Nescafe. He asked us to be in one of his ads.
No, Nescafe said, hey, do you want to join George? And we said, oh, okay. And then we rocked up on Tuesday and he was 15 minutes late. It's not on. Anyway, Nescafe, your invoice is in your fucking email inbox.
Now, also, yeah, we got demonetized. What else has happened this week?
We've been doing our tax.
Oh, God.
We've done our tax. We've been doing our tax all week, and that's what happened last week. We didn't get time to film some funny videos. We've just been doing tax.
Yeah, fuck.
Lots of tax. We had 3 years of tax to do. There's lots of tax money. We gotta pay tax now because Facebook pays us, and we don't pay tax. So now it's tax time, and we gotta give all of our money back.
We don't have any money because we're demonetized. We've
spent it all already. The government is saying, give us a lot of money, and we're saying, look, we got some money and we spent it. Teach tax at school. If you're a school teacher, teach tax at school. It's far more valuable than anything that I learned there because I'm learning about it now and it's hard. It's difficult.
Oh, God.
So that was our week. We were just, we did our tax.
We're in Bali. Right now, we're in Bali.
By the time this comes out, we're in Bali, all right? And who knows what's going on right now? This present moment, as this audio is entering your ears.
I'm drunk as all balls hell.
Michael's fucked. Michael's fucked out of his mind. He's at least 500 meters into the water at the beach.
Yeah.
Struggling to stay afloat because he's still wearing jeans and a hoodie.
Yeah, I've got a weird attraction to water when I drink alcohol.
Loves winter clothes. Just loves them so much.
And winter clothes, yeah, especially in summer climates. It's a good way to lose weight. But yeah, we are fucked on an island. Drinking $1 beers.
Let's see what's next.
Oh, wait, yeah.
So no. That was our shit talk. It's not a very long shit talk because, to be honest, we didn't really do that much last week. We did our tax. It's Monday now and we did our tax.
And?
That's Michael's future daughter's name. He just decided last Thursday.
It's pretty.
All right. On to the next segment, which, of course, is titled... shit sounds on my basket wall. You touch it and I'll fucking touch down your little fucking balls. And this is, of course, is where we just answer questions from fans. Michael, would you like to read the first question?
Yeah. This guy, now, it's Julian. I can't work out.
Don't pronounce his last name.
Yeah, it's Julian.
Can't read it. It's Julian Wads or some
Wads,
shit like that.
Maybe, yeah. It's hard to pronounce the last
irrelevant.
Part.
Irrelevant. Irrelevant what matter. This guy's fucking name is. I'm sure it's a stupid, dumb fuck question. Anyway, read it.
If you both could join any TV show ever, what would it be and why?
Oh, my God.
Easy for me, The OC, because of Marissa. And that's my reason.
Mine would be Big Brother. If they brought Big Brother back, I'd love to go on to Big Brother. Only because, not because, like, to try and win, but just because it is a stage where you can just do the most weirdest shit and just people think that that's you. So I would just, and we've talked about this a lot, if Big Brother was still around, we would go on and just 100%. Do some really, really weird shit. Like, I'd make sure that I woke up or stay awake till, like, 4 a.m., wait till everyone's asleep, stand up, and just start screaming as loud as you can, or walk out to the kitchen and flip everything over and just start, just do some wild shit. Don't speak for a few days. Don't say a word.
I always loved the idea of going to the kitchen at night and getting all the milk and just start spraying it out from your groinal area and just yelling out that you're a cow over and over again.
And just like pick one housemate and just maintain eye contact with them for 3 days straight and don't say a word. That's what I would want to go on to Big Brother, and that's...
Because you get paid, or you don't get paid. You might win $1 million and you can do whatever the fuck you want and be yourself.
Yeah.
There's no acting like Maths, Married at First Sight, The Bachelor. These are all pre-planned shows.
Big Brother, it's legit. It's too legit.
To quit.
It's too legit to quit. So that's why it works. I don't know why it's been cancelled in Australia, but Channel 9, I know you watch, I know you listen to our stuff, Channel 9.
We've got a meeting with him on Thursday.
Thursday morning after we hang out with George Clooney.
No, Marissa's Wednesday, George's Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I need to check my schedule, but Channel 9 Thursday, we'll have a chat, we'll have a sit down with him. We'll see if we can bring Big Brother back.
Yeah, because we will go on it.
We will be the best housemates ever on the show. So,
and that's without bragging.
Yeah, that's just a fact. That's the scientific equation that has that's the answer. The best.
Fuck, man.
Next question.
Next question is _Lockie_. Now this kid's cool. We've been talking to him for a while. He's asked for the podcast. My question is, would you rather be able to speak to animals or read people's minds?
I would rather be able to read people's minds because speaking to animals is cool, but like you, like, imagine just walking off and start talking to a cow, what the rest of the humans will think of you.
Of course, you'd go fucking talk to a cow.
Of course. Well, I do it now anyway. The reason I would choose to read people's mind is because I can already speak to most animals.
Yeah, true. Yeah, some weird shit that goes on between him and Bosley.
There's a handful of water creatures that I don't understand their language yet, but most animals, especially the woodland creatures, I can speak fluently. Any language. Owl, hamster, possum, kangaroo, I can speak them all fluently. And that's just a gift that was given to me. That's not something I've learnt. It's just I know how to speak those languages fluently. Usually Australian native animals. Mm. Yep.
What's the sugar glider? You're really close with too.
So to say hello in Sugar Glider is
Yeah, they do have a very like clocky sort of sound to their throats.
It's very back of the throaty.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very rare that they talk, but next time you hear that noise in the bush, that's a sugar glider saying hello. So make sure you say back to them.
Yeah, so I'd probably go read people's minds too, because then you've got full control.
Then you win, brother.
This is from Jack Coletta. Has there been any stunts, pranks you've nearly pulled out of but did them anyway?
Yes.
Dude, the one the other week where we did the exercise ball force versus force motion video, I was shitting my pants. I was so scared. I thought he was going to hit me and I was going to land on my neck. I couldn't pull out of it because most of the time when we start filming, we have to fucking do the vid.
We can't change our minds last minute. We can't think of another video idea and change everything there and then. We have to follow through.
And we always get away with the risks, normally. Apart from the time Marty had a thumbtack lodged into his hand.
Apart from the times that we've broken so many bones and had to go to hospital heaps. Apart from those times, it's been good. So, yeah, there's been heaps of shit that we've wanted to pull out last minute. But you know what? At the end of the day, you just got to get out there and get it done, because you ain't gonna be able to do it because there's going to be shit in the way and you got to get over it before you can cash a check at the bank.
Yeah, he's spot on right there. That was well said, mate.
I can't remember what motivational speaker that is from, but that is not a direct quote from me. But yeah, I remember.
It's Gandhi or something?
I think so. Yeah. That's written on his gravestone.
Yeah. Okay, next one is from Warren_Baxter.
Yuck.
And he has said, how often do you champions bender? Bender or like just have a night out? Because that night out or drinking, on average now, I'm probably doing 3 to 4 nights a week.
It's not that for me. Maybe once a fortnight. But a bender, like a proper bender, it's rare now. We're nearly 30. So like the body trembles at the thought. But
yeah, it starts
if
to
we
hurt.
Need to, if we need to, yeah, it's fucking.
We are
doable.
So good at it. Fuck, we good at the bender.
It's a skill.
Okay, next question, and we got two to go. Is from Leighton West D, and he says, "Who's better, Jackson or Lockie?" Oh, and they're sitting in front of us. He's
who's better?
Ooh.
Who's better? What do they mean? Who's better or what though?
Take yeah.
If it's head, it's definitely Lockie.
Jackson's good at ass though.
No, Jackson has. You can tell that Jackson hasn't had to give much head because he uses so much teeth and he's used to receiving head. But you can tell that Lockie has had to give a lot of head. So, Lockie's fucking good at sucking dick.
But Jackson's good at eating ass. All right, last question is from Christine Hazagoa. And she said, can you make longer videos? Because they're really funny. And why doesn't Michael clean his toes? I dare Marty to taste Michael's toes. Yuck. Now we're scientists. It's like, experiments don't take that long.
And also, now that we've moved beyond what I just said, now that we are scientists, doesn't really matter how long we film for or how long the videos go for. We just want to get our information across as best as possible. It's not really about how long the content is. So we appreciate you guys wanting longer content, but at the end of the day, we're just making the best videos that we fucking can, and they are fucking good.
They're not bad, hey?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're so good. They're so good.
Yeah, like I rewatch them I watch them before I go to sleep every night.
I watch them all the time too. I watch them all the time. They're very, very, very good videos.
I never get over seeing us on camera.
So, I forgot what the question was, but yeah, we're very good. We're very, very good.
And as for not cleaning my toes, it's like, fuck, you're in the shower, you've got so much to clean. Why bend down, especially when you're 190 centimeters, and clean your toes?
There are a lot.
I don't even have, like, half of them don't even, my toes don't have toenails. So the water will just wash. I don't have to get under my toes or anything. It just washes it off.
There are a lot of people who are our height that probably do wash their toes. But for Michael, the soles of his feet are so hard that he doesn't need to wear shoes. So if you don't need to wear shoes, you walk around barefoot. And if you walk around barefoot, your feet get dirty all the time. Excessively dirty. So it's a bit of a mission for him to clean his feet. But yeah, he's a disgusting fucking cunt. Next question.
That's all of questions. Yeah, so we'll finish with that.
For our next segment, it's been renamed, has it? Oh, yep. Okay, yep. It's got a new name. Let me just
see if you can read it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's got some sort of foreign spelling.
Oh, it's...
And this, of course, is a segment where we just tell a story.
What's the story this week?
The story this week. Oh. It's a story of...
initiation.
It's a story of initiation. It's a story of love. It's a story of...
bit of piss in there.
Friends bonding together with urine, filling the gaps. It's a story of parenting gone wrong. It's a story of...
disrespect to houses and people's property.
It's a story of the time I introduced Michael to my Toowoomba friends and he got so fucked on goon that we pissed all over him while he was passed down the bathroom floor, you fucking cunt.
And then you put me to bed in the most sweetest way.
Sort of.
Yeah. I wasn't cold.
So, Michael and I met in high school. Before I moved to Brisbane, I went to high school in Toowoomba. And everyone in Toowoomba, there's something fucking wrong with them. Because something happens to you as you're growing up in Toowoomba. I don't know what it is, but
everyone's something in the air. It's on a mountain, so there's something in the air and it turns them. There's this real violent, very fucking angry...
very high crime rate in Toowoomba. Anyway, so I moved from Toowoomba to Brisbane, met Michael, and then I said, Michael, you should meet my Toowoomba mates. And Michael's relatively innocent at this stage. Hasn't really had much alcohol, hasn't smoked any meth yet. I thought, Michael, come and meet my Toowoomba friends. And she was sort of like, oh, a bit taken aback. But I dragged her to Toowoomba.
School holidays. We went for a week.
Yep. And we went to Toowoomba, and as me and my Toowoomba friends...
remember on the journey up there?
Yeah, we got drunk. Yeah.
We drank a whole, like, in Goon.
Sack.
It's
a whole sack.
In Australia, there's like a drinking issue with cheap wine that's in a cask.
A cask wine is 40 standard drinks in a 30-litre sack.
And you pay $10 for it.
It's $10. So that's what all the kids get fucked on because it's cheap and it lasts you a couple of nights. And then you've got a pillow, a fancy pillow at
you
the end of the
blow
night.
Blow it up at the end of the night when it's empty and you've got a pillow for the fucking gutter of the street.
Anyway, we get to Toowoomba. Introduce him to my friends, and we all start drinking as we do. Now, Michael, not being used to...
goon.
Not used to being used to, really, alcohol of such potency. Drinks, and before long, he's passed out on the toilet, like, throwing up.
Now, before this happens, we're at a house. Now, this fucking house that we went to, I'll name him, Yo, our friend.
Matthew,
and we love
Yo.
Him dearly. This friend, they have parents who own like a butcher business and they're quite wealthy. So, Marty and all his Toowoomba mates just don't have respect for this fucking house.
We didn't have respect for anything. Like, so, in our defense, Yo, we didn't have respect for anything, but you let us come over. You didn't really let us come over. We invited ourselves over unannounced, which I'm sorry.
This was the house that everyone went to drink at, and the parents had to deal with a lot of damage and a lot of fucking noise and a lot of fucking chaos all the time. Because this was the house every weekend that they went to and drank at. This is the house that I went for initiation for drinking goon at. They were spitting all over the floor. Marty was having pisses behind the bar. They had a pool table. One time they had an egg fight in the fucking bar room where the pool table was.
In the house.
And it went everywhere. All over the curtains.
Matthew Yo's father had like a really expensive memorabilia room and we had an egg fight in there.
This night I was there, they went to the family fridge, opened it up, pissed all through the fridge. In the morning, the mum offered us breakfast and we politely declined.
Because, you know, urine. But having said that, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, we're much better now.
Yeah, you know, the things you do when you're a wild 18-year-old, or not even 18.
No, we're like 16.
Yeah, so we were children. We were children. Yeah. How dare you judge us on what we did when we were children?
And we were drinking.
Yeah, we were drunk
we
kids.
We weren't sober.
Drunk kids is what we were. Our parents should have done a better job. They should not have let us do what we did. So if you're going to judge anyone, judge my mum and dad. Don't look at me like that.
I can see it.
Anyway, we started drinking. We drank hard.
Dude, these kids can drink. Like, they are going skull for skull of glasses, big glasses like this.
It is an
of wine.
It is an unusually high tolerance for someone our age. So anyway, Michael, of course, passes out in a few hours. He's in the bathroom trying to throw up.
I've just been vomiting, I guess, like around the toilet bowl.
And there's about six other dudes, you know, going into the bathroom who thought it was hilarious that he was passing out.
So I'm next to the toilet at this stage, passed out, right next to it. So,
and we regrettably urinated all over him for the next few hours. Whenever anyone needed to piss, he was the toilet. He was the urinal cake in the bathroom.
So instead of pissing in the toilet, they turn their stream to my fucking body and face and piss all over me. So obviously, I was just for hours just getting pissed on.
Again, I'm sorry for the parenting at the time. It's not our fault. It's our parents' fault. I had no idea that that was even a wrong thing to do. Completely my parents' fault. I am sorry about that. If I'd have known that that was a bad thing to do, I probably wouldn't have done it. But
yeah, you didn't know.
Mum and dad weren't really good parents, so here I am. I pissed all over him many times.
To be honest, I'm not even mad because I was passed out. And we had a rule within our group is if you pass out, anything can happen to you. And that's the rule.
That's true.
You shouldn't pass out.
Which sounds crazy, but really it imposes a responsible drinking rule on the group. If you go too hard, then you pass out and then things happen to you. So it made you not pass out. Michael, you know, is his initiation. He didn't really realize.
I wasn't used to it.
That's what happens.
And like, I wake up in the morning and I don't fucking remember they pissed on me. So I just go and have a shower and everything's fine. So in the big scheme of things, it's not that bad getting
not
pissed
that
on.
Bad. Not that bad at all. And in a way, we were warming you. The urine was warm.
At the time, but then I started shivering. This is where the story gets sweet because they were quite sweet at the end.
So there were no blankets in the house. Well, there were, but they were all used in beds and we didn't want to use a bed blanket to soak up his urine fuck off body. So,
and in Toowoomba, it's freezing cold.
Very cold. So we found like 50 handkerchiefs. Like 10 centimeter by 10 centimeter little fucking
squares,
bits of fabric. And we just, I don't know, spent 15 minutes just covering his entire body in handkerchiefs. Like, it must have been 50 handkerchiefs.
I woke up in the morning so confused. There was all these little handkerchiefs, bits of material around me. And as I go to move, they all sort of spread and parted all over my body. And it was such a weird feeling seeing all these tiny little bit of fabric sort of just fall off your body and be like, what the fuck? Why is there bits of fabric on my body, you know? That's a strange way to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it worked. As long as he didn't move, there was some warmth.
And I didn't move because I was out cold.
Yeah. And then in the morning when he woke up, I guess, yeah, it was revealed that there was just like 50 handkerchiefs and everyone was just woke up in weird spots in the memorabilia room. I remember, I was asleep under the pool table. There was someone asleep on top of the bar. I remember Yo's dad came down and fucked like three of us.
Yeah, he was a horny man. And then the mum would cook breakfast for us, but we declined.
Because we'd urinated all over the entire household ingredients the night before. So we watched them eat the breakfast.
We did.
Without saying a word.
We just had a cheeky laugh later about it.
Yeah, we didn't laugh then and there.
We
smirked. And then later on, we had a bit of a chuckle about the fucking fuckwits. So yeah, that's the time Michael came to initiation with me and my friends from Toowoomba. And that is the end of story time. All right, the next segment. Oh no, again, another name change. Mm. Again, Matt Brown, the producer. Matthew Brown, the producer, works at Wholesome. He's come up with another name for the segment. He's written it down here, and it's weird. It's a long line of letters. I'm going to do my best to pronounce it. And this, of course, is a segment where we just talk about trending news segments of the week. So, again, name change for the segment. Sorry about that, guys.
I don't think they got it. You might have to do it again.
No, it's impossible to read again. It's actually a self-destructing.
Oh, it's one of those ones like James Bond.
All right, our first news story is from Yahoo News, and they have said, children find handguns in Melbourne Park during Easter egg hunt. I'm not surprised. I leave handguns in parks all the time.
Yeah, is this in Australia?
In Melbourne.
Yeah.
Those people who leave handguns in parks, like, you know that it's only a matter of time before a child finds one. So, okay, newsworthy, I guess, but, like, everyone does it. Everyone leaves a handgun in a park at some stage in their life. Don't pretend like you haven't done it. You have. If you can't remember it, I guarantee you've done it. If you're watching this and you're saying to yourself, no, Marty, you're insane. I've never done that before. I guarantee you, I promise you.
You know someone that's done it.
I promise you that you personally have left a handgun in a park before. I guarantee it. You probably just can't remember for whatever reason, but I'm 100% sure that you have left a handgun in a park before. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about it. You've done it. It's only a matter of time before a child finds one. You sick fuck.
Haven't you done it?
Yeah, of course. Oh, everyone's done it. Everyone's done it. We're all sick fucks.
Deep down.
Next story is from Yahoo News, and they have said, man shouting Avengers spoilers gets beaten up by furious fans.
Now, this one gets me fucking annoyed, man. Now, I'm sorry, because this is going to fucking probably take 90% of our audience away. If you care about superheroes and you're like above, fuck it, 12, fuck you. Because it's something for when you're a little kid at the age of 4 to 7. If you care about Superman, fucking Spider-Man, I hate Marvel, I hate DC, I hate X-Men, I hate any of that shit. He's not bad. Ryan Reynolds is sort of cool and he's sort of cheeky. But fuck you for bashing someone because they spoil your stupid superhero movie. Fuck. Oh, I hate it so bad, dude. I hate it.
All right. So if, yeah.
God, piss me off.
I 30% agree with that amount of rage. So yeah, agreed. If you're a grown man, you shouldn't really be like. I understand if you there's a curiosity and you watch a movie, but you don't get so upset that you fucking bash someone for spoiling the movie. It's a fucking kid's story.
You loser! You fucking loser! Go back to primary school and play with your fucking little figurines.
But any of those people listening who like Marvel, that's good.
But don't bash people and, God, watch it in silence and don't rave about it and fucking hell. I'm too mad now.
Sorry. All right, the next story is from the Daily Mail and it reads here, want decent broadband? Move to Kazakhstan. Australia only has the 62nd best internet speeds in the world. I don't know why that is. Why is Australia so low on that list? Aren't we a first world country?
Well, we're so far away. We're like fucking
away
isolated.
From what? Where is the middle of internet?
America.
What do you mean? Did America invent internet?
America's got everything, dude.
We're a first world country. There should be a wire from America to Australia. One wire that solves all those problems. Stop fucking around and just make that happen.
Isn't it wireless anyway these days?
Or that. Just do some wireless shit and make it happen.
Satellites.
First world country. It takes me 2 minutes to upload a 3-minute video to YouTube. Unacceptable.
Yeah, it should be fucking like 5 to 10 seconds.
What do you do for 2 minutes? Sit there?
Yeah. God, you get bored. You can't use your phone because you're uploading from your phone.
ADD.
Ritalin.
Next story is from the Daily Mail. And they have said, traveling couple shocked after returning to famous pink sand beach to find it covered in rubbish a year later as they urge Instagram fans to stop editing out litter. Wow, the Daily Mail. I wonder what they're fucking, like, why they go with the stories that they go with. Like, what is the criteria here? A traveling couple has shared a heartbreaking photo of a famous pink sand beach covered in rubbish just 1 year after they visited its pristine shores in 2018. All right, so there's a photo here of two fucking Insta fuckwits posting themselves on a, like, a pinkish
beach.
A light red beach. And then the following year, it's the same pose, same spot, but there's a bit of rubbish and debris around them. And to be honest, it's not that shocking.
It looks better with the rubbish.
Could have been high tide. Most of it does not look like rubbish. Most of it just looks like fucking
sticks.
Sticks and shit from the sea.
So fuck you again, Daily Mail.
It just looks like maybe there's like a high tide that day and it dropped off some debris, all right?
Yeah, that's not on.
All right. Last news story from the Daily Mail, and it reads, inside controversial pill testing tent at Groovin the Moo Festival, as it potentially saves at least 7 young lives in just 1 day after officials discovered drugs laced with deadly substance.
Oh, wow. So maybe it's good to test drugs at festivals.
Maybe it's just good to legalize them. And also, I am 100% sure that I could have had one of those pills laced with deadly substances and still survived and probably had a better time. Fuck you, Daily Mail. You don't know how to take drugs yet.
Yeah, we are good at taking drugs. Legal ones, of course.
Yeah. On to our last segment, which, of course, is titled
Spastic Fish and Shit and Fuck It Up.
And this is basically where we just prank all the same dominoes that we've called for the last 9 weeks now.
Whoa.
I'm surprised that they're not onto us. Okay, so the prank call today, basically, I will be trying to copy what they say while they are saying it. So they'll be, are we getting them to say things, prompting them to say things, and then I will be saying what they are saying.
As they're saying it.
Just like that.
Sort of. How are you today? My name is Michael, and I'm horny. He's pretty good at it.
So, here we go.
Put on loudspeaker.
Hello, mate. Can I please order 3 pizzas for pickup, please?
Yep.
Can I just get one? What are the chicken pizzas again? Sorry, or the what are the range of chicken pizzas?
Sorry,
can you just stop talking? Can you just, what were they again?
Chicken.
All right, can I just get the peri peri chicken, please? What are the bases you have again? All right, I'll just get thick base, please. And then can I also get what's on the fire breather pizza? What are the ingredients on it again?
Sorry?
What's on the fire breather? You know the fire breather pizza. What are the ingredients to it again? Pardon?
You might be some problems.
Sorry, I'm just having trouble understanding what you're saying. Can you just repeat that, please?
I'm big brother. Yeah,
okay, let's put one of them in. And I'll get a thin base, please.
Sorry?
What? I'll get the fire breather on a thin crust, please. Pardon? Sorry, is there something, some sort of...
Oh, what an asshole. Man, he's an asshole. I think that deserves a callback.
Yeah, you're right. How dare he hang up when it's a problem on their end?
Fuck, Domino's. You got to pick up your game or you're going to lose sales.
I'm so annoyed.
So cross and cranky at that.
Me so angry.
Hello, thank you for calling Domino's.
I'm up here. Hello, sorry. I think there's some sort of interruption. I was just halfway through an order and then it hung up. Like, yep. You guys hung up. I'd ordered a...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Peri-peri chicken. Got that so far on a thick crust.
Sorry, which pizza did you order?
Peri-peri chicken on a thick crust.
Yep.
And then I think we were up to, what was it, the fire breather on a thin crust.
Is this pickup?
Yeah, this is pickup.
Yeah, so peri-peri.
Yeah.
And then thin fire breather.
Yeah, exactly, on a thin crust.
Okay, that's perfect. No,
then there's one more pizza. And maybe some sides. You guys have any, for three pizzas, is there any sides deals you got going on?
Yeah, we do. Three pizzas and two sides.
Two sides, all right. What sort of sides can we choose from for three pizzas?
So three pizzas, garlic bread, and curry.
All right, well, I'll just get the garlic bread and maybe just a drink. Do you guys do that as well? Can I just also get, oh my God. Oi, Jonathan, what do you want for your third pizza, brother?
Hawaiian.
Can I just get a Hawaiian, please? What crust, what base you want it on, my brother? What base you want it on?
Thin and crispy.
Just a Hawaiian on a thin base, please.
Okay.
Pardon?
Which would you like?
Can I just get a Pepsi, and do you guys have ginger beer?
Sorry, we don't have.
All right. You got Pepsi though, right?
Can I get a
Pepsi and maybe just a Sun-Kissed? Do you guys have Sun-Kissed? All right. Okay. Oh yeah. So one drink and one garlic bread. Is that right?
Hello?
Yep. Yeah, sorry, I'm just having real trouble hearing you. There's some sort of background noise. Can I please cancel that order?
Sorry?
Nothing.
Oh man, there's some bad karma coming our way.
No, there's not.
Because they need to pick up faster. We called and they didn't answer. After they hung up, Domino's, you're going down.
They're getting all smart and snappy hanging up on us. If you're going to keep calling and hanging up on us, we're going to go there and we're going to fucking burn your store down. All right, guys, the day's down. Episode 9. We're the best. See you later.
That's it. Oh, yeah.
Is that really how you're
going to
end it?
No, of course not. Cool. That is the end of episode number 9. We are
the best.
Fuck you, Dad.
How you nail?
That's how you win a competition.
I want to do podcasts now. I feel left out.